Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Sasha Spiranitz. How are you, Sasha?
I'm great.
Did I get the name right? The last name?
Yes. Perfect.
Because I tell you what, it does not look like that when it's written down. You're an expert in Croatian wine.
Well, yes. Actually, I work with Croatian wines for 15 years. I start in wine trade. I was wine professional in one big wine producing company and wholesaling company. And after a long time as a retailer and wholesaler, I start to work as a writer. And today I'm independent writer.
Excellent. We're going to be talking about Croatian wines. If you're like me, Eastern European geography isn't my strong point. So where is Croatia?
Well, Croatia is placed close to the Italy, Austria and Hungary. Over the Adriatic Sea, which is between Italy and Croatia, you can find Croatian most important wine regions, Dalmatia and Istria.
In there, it's almost like running parallel to Italy, but to the right of Italy, isn't it?
Exactly.
And not as long as Italy.
Not as long.
A funny shape. It looks like a backward seven, doesn't it? It's a real weird shape.
It looks like croissant. It's between coastal and continental part of Croatia is Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is hilly country, and that was the last part of Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire finished in Bosnia, then start Croatia. Once in the past, Croatia was a round country, not shaped like croissant.
But okay.
That shape left after Ottomans.
And the Ottomans took a chunk out of it.
Exactly.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And a lot of coastal regions. My only real clocking of Croatia was the Wimbledon final against Tim Henman. About 5 years ago, where he should have won, or 10 years ago probably now,
yeah.
5, 7, 10 years ago, and he should have won, but the rain meant that some Croatian fellow won. What's his name?
Goran Ivanišević, yes. Yeah. He's fantastic expression of Dalmatian male. He's warm heart and, let's say, crazy in mind.
Well, all I can say is Jane, my wife, she was absolutely gutted. She supported Tim Henman year after year after year. And the year we thought he was going to win, he got done.
Pity for Tim, lucky for Goran.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get a feeling for the wine regions in Croatia. As I say, there's a lot of coastal coast there. Are the wines grown on the coast or where are the key wine regions?
Yeah, Croatia is divided on coastal and continental region. Coastal regions goes from the west part of Croatia to the south part of Croatia.
And almost northwest, isn't it, to southeast down the coast?
Yeah, southern part of coast, there is Dalmatia. Dalmatia is very warm part of Croatia, but more up is not north, more up is west. Where Istria is and islands close to Istria. That region is much more cooler because behind that region is Alps, and Alps brings freshness directly to the sea. So that western part of Croatia, Istria, which is on the sea, is always green and fresh. Mm-hmm. It is Mediterranean soil, but climate is much cooler.
Because it's quite near Collio, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Collio is very close climate conditions to Croatian Istria, very close.
Okay.
And when we go to the continental part, there is two main, most important regions. One is northern and northwestern part, which is literally on the slopes of Alps, last slopes of Alps finished in Croatia. And on that slopes, you can find aromatic whites or Riesling or other varieties which goes very well in the cooler conditions. In this part of country, in northern part of country, we produce mostly sweet wines and aromatic whites, refreshing whites or sweet whites as a Trockenberrenau Slezze or ice wine.
Okay.
And then we have last region is eastern continental part, when is Danube River.
Oh, the Danube, yeah, that's a big, you know, I always think of the Rhine River, but the Danube is a massive river as you head further and further east into Europe, isn't it?
Exactly. Danube finishing in Black Sea, but goes through Croatia from Austria and Hungary, goes through Croatia. And in that region, there is perfect conditions for Pannonian varieties as Welschriesling, which we in Croatia calls Graševina, or Blaufränkisch or Zweigelt.
Okay, do you grow Blaufränkisch?
Yeah, we have a lot of Blaufränkisch very successfully planted in Danube region.
The central part of Croatia, the coastal area seems quite hilly, or appears to be quite hilly on the map I'm looking at. And then I know Hungary is quite a big flat plain, isn't it? It gets quite hot, continental. The west-eastern side of Croatia, is it quite hot and continental as well?
Yes, actually, Danube part is flat, but there where vineyards is small hills. So in flats, there is no vineyards in Croatia. Only on the hills you can find it. There is one group of hills in most eastern part of Croatia, which is called Baranja, and one in Ilok, close to Fruška Gora mountain, which is also a very nice position for vineyards.
And how long's grapes been grown in Croatia? Is it one of these old, ancient wine-producing regions, or have you got on the boat recently, or what's the story?
We raise wines and produce wines from Greek times or even before. You can find archaeological artifacts which are 500 years before Christ old. So that's, I think, long enough for one country. And thanks to that fact, we also have a lot of our own varieties who were, during the centuries, raised and established in Croatia.
Okay, so what happened? Some European areas got hammered during the Middle Ages. There was many ice ages. All sorts of things have sort of pushed grapes back, and then they've come back and all this sort of stuff. Has Croatia had a fairly consistent period of producing grapes? Because you're right on the border of the Ottoman Empire, which was Muslim, and they're not exactly known for drinking lots of wine.
Exactly, you're right. On the Dalmatian coast, unbroken history of wine production, because coast was always in Croatian hands or in the hands of nations who produce and drink wines. Inland was, in the mid-century, was under the rule of Ottoman Empire, and from eastern part of Croatia to inlands of Dalmatia wasn't produced wine all the time. During two centuries, wines wasn't produced. Today we have another variety, new varieties, which comes when Ottoman Emperor left. Our native varieties are mostly in Dalmatia and in northern part of Croatia and Istria, in that part of Croatia where Ottoman Emperor never came.
Okay, so native varieties on the coast and more international varieties inland. Is that a fair old comment?
Exactly. But we don't have a lot of international variety. We have now, 20 years back, but 100 years back, we have Danube or Central European varieties, as a Blaufränkisch, as a Welschriesling. So that's the point. We lost our own varieties, but that's still our varieties. Welschriesling or Graševina in Croatia is Croatian variety, same as Hungarian or Austrian.
And are Croatians, or do you call them Croatians or Croats?
Croats.
Croats, yeah. Are Croats big drinkers of wine? You know, do you produce a lot of wine, or is it more of a beer culture or vodka culture? You're getting pretty close to Russia. You must be getting
vodka down there. No, we don't have any vodka culture. Vodka is not popular drink in Croatia. Spirits is not at all popular in Croatia. We drink wine and beer. Mm-hmm. Croatia is not famous, but funny story in Croatia is we produce a lot of wines, but we don't put on the market all the wines. 50% of production, Croatian wine production, is made for use at home. It's hobby winemaking.
Okay.
And there is a lot of small plots, small vineyards, and people produce wine for their own purposes. Let's say cultural tradition of Croatians, of Croats, to produce wines, to drink wines.
Is that why you've got some stats in front of us, and you've got, what is it, 800 wineries producing control origin, like appellation controlling wines, and 17,000 registered wine producers. 17,000 is
exactly
quite a lot for a relatively small country.
Yeah. For example, in Dalmatia, there is no big wineries. We have cooperatives. So there is big number of grape producers, but then cooperatives produce wines. And that's tradition in that coastal part. Mm-hmm. In continental part, where there is such long tradition as in Dalmatia or other parts, there is much bigger vineyards and producers are bigger. Their producers produce for the market mostly.
Okay.
In other parts, mostly people produce for their own usage.
How about up in Istria, where is that a sort of a domestic consumption or is it more for sale?
Yeah, Istria is, it was also more for domestic production before 20 years. But today it's more for sale because they are a tourist region.
Yep.
And they easily can sell on the door to the tourists, to the restaurants. And today everybody wants to earn some money, come to it also.
Okay, and how many bottles or millions of liters or how much wine do you guys produce each year?
Well, today we are producing for the market about 60 to 65 million liters. I think that last number what I've read before a few months was 65 million liters. And it's not a big country. We are four times smaller than Austria, for example.
Croatia is part of Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, part of Europe, but not of European Union.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah. We are trying to enter European Union, and I hope that these days we will become European Union country.
Okay, and do you have your own control systems or, you know, like in France, they have their Appellation Controller and they have their IGPs and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, of course. We have all standards, what international standards for winemaking and 16 wine regions. We have two big regions, but then we have 16 sub-regions. And that 16 sub-regions have their own divisions. So we have protected origins. If you want to put wine on the market, you should protect your wine. You should take care about it. If you don't take care, you have to put table wine on the label, which is not very popular.
No.
So actually, we have pretty strict regulations.
And what are they called? Are they like in France, they have Appellation Contrôlée and the name d'Original and all that sort of stuff. What are the symbols or the name of the?
In Croatia is Vinogorje, which means wine hills.
Okay.
That's the symbol for appellation.
And what is it, a VA or a VH? Or a...
No, it's just that word, Vinogorje, should we put. Vinogorje and then name of Vinogorje, name of wine hills. So
okay.
If it's Western Istria, then Western Istria is one appellation.
Yep, okay. All right, now that's cool. And one thing that I was talking earlier, tasting some wines, and I was commenting about how in Italy they like to use Slovakian oak. And then you said, no, you're talking the wrong country. Croatia produces oak barrels. They're quite popular in places like Italy. What have I got wrong here?
Well, that's true. Croatians have their one region where also very nice wines is produced, but which is very famous about oak. That's Slavonia. Slavonia is not country. Slovenia is country, neighboring country to Croatia, and also Slovakia is country. But third, very similar name for our oak region is Slavonia. And Slavonian oak is favorite oak of Piemont winemakers for Barolos or Barbarescos.
And they make these massive barrels, don't they?
Exactly. And many people think that Slavonian oak is second best after French oak.
Better than American?
Well, American is different style. American is also good oak, but it depends what winemaker wants to have in his wine.
So and with French oak, you've got to split the wood. If you don't split it, then the wine can leak through, whereas in American oak, they've got slightly different internal structure. So you can cut the wood with with a saw. Do you split the oak for Slovenian oak, or do you cut it?
Slavonian oak.
Slavonia. Sorry, mate. Slavonian oak.
Yeah, we split the oak. We don't cut oak. Same as French. It's same tree. It's same method, just different climate and region.
Okay. Is it a bit warmer than the oak regions in France?
Yeah, it is. Not much warmer, but...
A wee bit. So the grain isn't quite so tight.
Yeah. I'm not sure that differences between Slavonian oak and French oak is big. What is where is different difference? Difference is mostly in knowledge of French barrel makers.
Cooperages, yeah.
Cooperages, yeah. A long experience, and they know how perfectly how to how to age and how to dry his oak. And I think this is the biggest difference.
Okay, and the last thing I just want to ask is, I tried a wine and you said that the wine had been aged in an acacia barrel.
Yeah.
What is an acacia barrel and why would anybody want to use one?
Well, that's speciality of Istria. Istria have their own variety called Malvasia, which is not very rich in acidity, but perfectly expresses minerality. Istria is very rich with minerals, soil of Istria, and acacia barrels is not very popular to age wine, for aging wine. But in Istria, because acacia have much longer time to mellow, to lose their influence of the wood on wine. So you should age wines of acacia for at least 5 years before enter the market. For aging oak, you need 2 years or 3 years at most.
Yeah.
That's the reason why acacia is not so popular. But acacia preserves freshness of wine in excellent way.
What is it not? Is it tighter grain, less air in, or what's...
Yes. It's not very hard to work with acacia. It is good result when barrel is good. But acacia is hard wood and very often leaks. So if you have perfect barrel, you have to age longer because of the less air in the wine, less entrance of air.
Yeah, less oxygen ingress. Okay.
Exactly. But in the end, result is perfect, especially for varieties which are poor in acidity.
Excellent. All right, then. I think we'll wrap it up there, Sasha. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.